Okay, here's the Albany City Council story for September. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Albany City Council met in regular session Tuesday night. The council, under new business, voted to accept a bid from Huff Ceiling to blacktop a portion of South Fifth Street from Main to an alleyway which will join the existing blacktop street. The area under discussion was paved with brick. However, three recent large water breaks caused the street to decay rapidly. The bid was for $89,570, which includes marking of the street, and was the only bid received. The council gave the go-ahead to join the Solar on Earth project, which could save the city as much as $29,895 annually on their electric utility bills. Avery Goodman, Michelle Ward, and Courtney Sanders from the Albany Chamber of Commerce discuss the upcoming Boo on the Bricks to be held on Friday night, October 31st from 5 to 8 p.m. to coincide with the city's trick-or-treat hours. The event will be held on the Courthouse Square. The city will furnish portable toilets and wash station and a large dumpster. The deannexation request from Phil White of North Fifth Street was approved for two lots only. Morgan Baylor received approval for the closing of a portion of Fifth Street for pound class to be held on November 1st. Albany Police Chief Mike Judge told the council that the city's new police car will be delivered next week. Also, a new radar unit will be ordered for that vehicle at a cost of $3,000. There was some discussion about contractors digging up portions of city sidewalks around town when repairing water and sewer lines, and then never replacing the concrete. It is the homeowner's responsibility to replace the damaged sidewalks. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.